Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Right now, though, legislation to regulate the gambling industry in Ireland enters its final stages in the Dáil tonight. Under the Gambling Regulation Bill, a new regulator will be established with powers of enforcement against the industry, along with curbs on advertising and related matters. More than €3.3 million has been spent so far on the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, even though the body has yet to get up and running due to delays in legislation. Well, our reporter Una Kelly has been looking into this, and Una, this has been described as a complex piece of legislation.
It has, Sarah. It's a really lengthy piece of legislation. It's aimed at overhauling regulation of gambling in Ireland. The laws governing it were decades old. Now, this particular bill was first published back in 2022. It hit some delays and now it's back at its final stage in the Dáil tonight, or scheduled to be at the final stage in the Dáil tonight. And as you said, there's going to be this new gambling regulatory authority. Now, the CEO and an additional 11 posts have already been filled so far at the regulator, and the Department of Justice confirmed today more than €3.3 million has been spent so far, even though they're yet to get up and running. Now, the Minister of State at the Department of Justice, James Brown, is responsible for the bill. He has said the laws will dramatically change gambling in Ireland. It includes, for example, a watershed banning of the broadcast of gambling advertising on TV and radio between the hours of 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. and adults will have to actively opt in to receiving betting ads online. Now, Tony O'Reilly is an addiction counsellor and someone who has lived experience of gambling addiction. He said it had a huge grip on his life. He committed a crime to fuel his addiction and served time in prison. He's been in recovery now for 13 years. And he told me that tougher regulation years ago could have helped him.
Yeah, I remember being in early recovery and hearing talk of this new gambling bill, and I was delighted. I suppose what could have really helped for me, I know there's a ban on credit card gambling, and for me that was a huge part of my addiction, being able to gamble on credit, money I couldn't afford to lose. But also I think we're looking at game design, and in-play betting had a huge part in my gambling addiction as well. So I'm sure the regulator, when it gets set up, will do training programs around game design, around speed of play, stuff like that. So those two particular points would definitely make a huge difference. But also, I suppose, say for gambling, it was a different landscape back then. So nowadays, I think we are talking about it a bit more, which is great. So I think if the legislation, regulation and people have been talking about it a lot more back then, maybe I might have looked for that help or support earlier than when I eventually did.
The gambling regulation bill as it is now, you know, does it contain what you would have wanted?
Yeah, I think one of the really good things about it is the self-exclusion register. So I suppose from someone working in the field as an addiction counsellor, you're always looking at cutting off that access for clients to be able to place a bet. So I think it does hit a lot of really good things. Obviously, it's not going to include everything that we as addiction counsellors would want in it, but definitely the self-exclusion register, the advertisement is a big one as well, so that our young people aren't being exposed to gambling marketing as much as maybe they are at the moment.
Some groups had raised some concerns that there might be unintended consequences, like sending people into black market gambling. Do you have any thoughts on that?
The black market gambling, you often hear that being talked about when people are talking about regulation. Like, I think if anyone wants to get a bet on, they'll get a bet on regardless. But I think the legislation will help people from falling into that initial space of gambling addiction.
So clearly it would, as Tony has outlined there, really have helped Tony O'Reilly if some of these regulations were in place for him. But there was a lot of lobbying activity over this, wasn't there, Una?
There was, Sarah. The Minister, James Brown, had described it as significant lobbying. And if you look at the lobbying register, there's more than 70 entries there connected to this bill this year alone. One of those organisations who was lobbying was Horse Racing Ireland. They said they don't object to regulation in general, but they say that the bill has some flaws. Now, we heard there from Tony O'Reilly. He said he doesn't believe the new regime will drive gambling underground. Someone who disagrees is Dara Fitzpatrick. He's an on-course bookmaker. He's on the board of Horse Racing Ireland. He's also a Fianna Fáil councillor in Kildare. He believes the new restrictions will drive people to the black market.
Gambling has been part and parcel of the Irish psychic for many, many years, and I've been involved in it for a long number of years. Now, there's things within the gambling legislation that I like, and there's things that I don't like, but my biggest fear of all is that it could drive things underground, and drive things into the black market. And I would be hoping and hoping that the legislation that's been put through the Dáil tonight will in some shape or form protect that.
You mentioned there that gambling is in the psyche of Ireland. Do you accept that there are gambling problems within the industry? Is it discussed in your industry?
All the time, all the time. And as a bookmaker within the sector in Ireland, I would have grave concerns about gambling and online gambling. And I think and I hope that that's addressed as part of the new legislation, because all the problem of online gambling is a huge gambling within Ireland. And I, as an on-course bookmaker, appreciate the problems and hope they're addressed.
That was Dara Fitzpatrick there from Horse Racing Ireland. Now, I also spoke to Professor Colin O'Gara. He's the head of addiction services at St John of God Hospital. He says he completely disagrees with that assessment that Dara Fitzpatrick made, that it'll drive people to the black market. He said the gambling industry in Ireland has spun out of control, particularly with online gambling, and that the tighter regulations will, he believes, reduce suicide and depression rates. He sees the bill as a mechanism to help those harmed by gambling to get treatment.
This isn't a finishing line in terms of, you know, there's been a regulator set up. This Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland has been set up, which is fantastic. But we've got a huge amount of work to do in terms of progressing now from, you know, with this new legislation. Just the fact that we've new legislation doesn't mean that all of a sudden the gambling problem has been solved. Far from it. So, you know, there are some protections in there that are welcomed, such as restricted advertising and the development of a social fund. But, you know, we've got a huge amount of work to do. But so I see it, as I've always said, that this is a good starting point, but it's by no means the end. But I mean, look at the social fund. Where does the gambling regulator start with that in terms of what levy is put on the industry? If we look at the development of medical facilities, particularly inpatient facilities, the reality here is we're going to have to develop inpatient facilities. We're going to have to develop multidisciplinary teams in the outpatient setting. So the costs here are going to be massive. But my argument has always been, in an industry where there is such massive profit, then I don't think there's going to be a problem setting these services up. But that's ultimately what the gambling authority have to look at. And they have to levy the industry at the particular at the correct level to provide these services.
And you would hope that inpatient facilities, for example, could be funded through the social fund?
Well, I think they have to be. I mean, I think the problem of gambling harm, severe gambling disorder, which we know from recent ESRI figures is probably around 3%. How are we going to treat these people? What are we going to, say, look, you'll be fine in the outpatient setting? And the reality here is that you cannot treat somebody effectively for gambling disorder when they still have access to the gambling product. So they have to be treated in the inpatient setting. So if we're serious about treating gambling addiction in Ireland, and we're serious about providing treatment services for people, inpatient treatment is an absolute key part of that.
And it's not just the industry who's been lobbying the minister, Una. Charities have also been lobbying the minister over this.
Yeah, about half of the entries on the lobbying register came from charities. That's because they were concerned that their fundraising activities were being conflated with commercial gambling. And that's because technically things like draws and raffles do fall within the definition of gambling. So they advocated to be exempt from those new advertising limits. That was granted, but they do still have some concerns. I spoke earlier to Anya Myler. She's the CEO of Charities Institute Ireland. She says the enormous nature of compliance, in her words, under the new regime, will be an enormous challenge for charities.
We really are waiting to see then what approach the regulator will take. I can't see how you could impose the same regime on not-for-profit organisations as you do to multi-million euro commercial organisations. But we have yet to see the detail in those regulations.
And so it would mean the charities would have to apply for a licence?
They currently have to do that anyway. So I think people don't understand that there is already a Gaming and Lotteries Act in place. And so charities have to seek permits and licences either from the Gardaí, from the circuit court on an annual basis. So there is a regime in place already. And much of that act is backed into the gambling regulatory regime. The expansion of this particular act means that not only will they have to apply for licensing, but they'll obviously have to embed all of the regulatory compliance pieces into their governance structures too.
And so overall, as it stands at the moment, do you see this as a good thing or a bad thing for charities?
We came out initially to say that we absolutely support the overall intention of this bill, which is to protect people from gambling harm. And we've seen the insidious growth of that over the last number of years. We are obviously pleased that the advertising exemption has been granted, but we think that's probably the least that could have been done on behalf of the sector. And we will wait with great interest to see the extent of the regulatory regime that the authority puts in place specifically with regard to charitable and philanthropic purposes.
And that is Áine Myler from Charities Institute Ireland finishing that report from Una Kelly. If you've any thoughts on this, you can text us to 51551. We'll be speaking in greater detail with Minister James Brown just after 5 o'clock.